Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome on the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Cattuso. Good morning, Coach Cattuso.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team. A big 24-17 victory over New Hampshire, your fourth win in the last five games. Just talk to me about what your team did so well on Saturday.
I just thought we hung in there and kept playing hard. I think New Hampshire did some, really good things to disrupt us, and we started fast but kind of hit a little lull there, but we were able to keep battling and try to break through. It was a good game, a little back and forth. Guys, when we were down, we were able to force a few turnovers that led to some points for us, which got us back even and then up, and the second half was just kind of was becoming a typical New Hampshire Albany football game, just real physical, good football, and we were able to get a big win at home, and it was something that when you can beat a program like New Hampshire and fight in the fight for the playoffs is a good thing.
Defensively, you mentioned you have the fumble on that punt that gives them the ball in the 23, and Hayden Speck comes up with that huge interception, his first of his career. Just talk about the play that he made and how important that was.
Yeah, it's a shame. We literally, all we had to do was stay away a little bit, but we kind of tried to make a play we didn't need to make, and turned the ball over in a critical moment at our 23-yard line. But our defense, went out and stood tall and held them, made it a 4th and 10, and Hayden did a great job stepping in front of a pass to a receiver that looked open at the time, and he was able to step in front and not only intercept it but return it and get us some field position, which both of our interceptions really changed field position for us, which was a big part of it as well. So we were obviously breathed a sigh of relief and made a big play when we needed to get a win.
Just talk about the defense as a whole. I know it was a tough weather day, but your team holds New Hampshire just 248 yards. What was the key to slowing them down?
I think we were able to keep their running backs in check a little bit. The quarterback got out once or twice, a couple broken plays, and got some yards. He did a nice job on a few things to get some yards. But all in all, we didn't give up any real big plays, and that's really kind of what's important to us is eliminating big plays, and I don't know that we tackled great, but we tackled as a group, which I think made a big difference. We were running to the ball, and we were able to keep them off balance. We played a pretty good defensive game, especially in the second half when we started to adjust to what they were doing. They do a good job scheming and find a crack here or there, but we were able to hold up. So they're playing hard on defense. I mean, we're not the biggest and scariest looking defense, but those guys are really playing hard back there right now.
Offensively, obviously, with the weather, it was a tough day to throw the ball, but Jeff Undercuffer finds Tyler Odekoven with 8 minutes to go, found him behind the defense. We've talked about Jarrah and Juwan often, but how big a play was Tyler able to make there?
Yeah, there's these kids that step in when there's injuries, that's always the silver lining, and Tyler Odekoven has been really improving week to week. We're really excited about him. He made a really good, ran a nice route, and I'm not sure Jeff went to the right spot and put the ball on him. He made a really good catch. He's really becoming a really solid contributor for us every week, and that's what it takes. I mean, you get an injury or two, and we're down a couple of receivers, and he steps in and does a great job. So, he's a good one for the future. He's only a redshirt freshman. We're really excited about his progress.
And then on a day where obviously it's both tough for both teams to throw, Carl Mofor with another big day, 107 yards and a couple of touchdowns, goes over 1,000 for the year. I know we've talked about him and your value, but when the weather turns the way it is, how important to have a back like a workhorse back like him?
Yeah, he was really good. It was one of his better games. I mean, they were loading up to stop the run, and he did a great job picking his cracks, being physical, made a couple really good cuts to get himself a chance for a couple more yards here and there. He's just when you look around the league and you see the great players in the league, I mean, he's not flashy, but every game he shows up, he's a complete football player. He can run the ball. He can catch the ball. He's got 25, 28 catches. He's also a really good blocker and a great teammate. So he's just one of those guys you're just blessed to have on your football team. And he played really well and led us to victory.
With that victory now, sole possession of second place in a wild CAA race at 5-2 after being picked 12th in the preseason poll. What has enabled this group to just destroy preseason expectations?
Well, you know, one, anybody that thinks coaches are good they're procrastinators, but not good they struggle with, everybody wants a pick based on last year and teams change. So, you know, our football team, we didn't talk about it. I never brought it up. I've never brought up preseason polls. They are probably the most meaningless thing in the history of sports. And we take care of ourselves and try to play our best every week. That's our motto, and our kids have credit the kids for coming out and playing hard and not being distracted by things that are unimportant, and they played well so far.
You certainly put yourself in position to earn a playoff berth. I know, is that something you talk about? I'm sure your guys are aware, but is it something you talk about at all this week?
Yeah, we don't. You know, they know if we win, we think we can get in. My experience with committees are not my favorite thing in life, but we understand we control our own destiny. That's been our deal entire season is we control who we are, and I think they're in a good groove right now. We certainly understand week to week the competitiveness of this league, and it's ridiculous how tough it is every week. That you just got to go out and know that you're going to get a tough, bloody football game against whoever you line up in this conference. And we know Stony Brook. We certainly know the talent that Stony Brook has, the coaching that they have, and the success that they've had. And we know that going into their house and getting wins is going to be very difficult. So it's in front of us, but we've got a lot of work to do to get to the point where we can be comfortable and say, hey, if we can win this game, we're in second place, and hopefully we can get in the playoffs.
Got a media question, Keith, if you'll get that, Hillary.
Yes, your question comes from Kyle Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Coach, how much do you feel like this rivalry game last year was kind of a springboard into what your team's been able to do this season?
I think it was a defining reason why we were able to recover from last season. When you can win a big game at the end of the year, everybody kind of left us for dead. They were a really good football team. They have basically seemed like they have everybody back. It was a game that we were able to win at the end after losing so many close games, and I think that it was important for us that win and against a really quality opponent when no one thought you could win. So it was a big moment and something that was important to us, and it gave us something to build off in the off season. And we've certainly, our respect level for Stony Brook could not be higher because we understand the type of program that they are, and we know the battle we're going to get this week from them, just like the battle they got from us last year.
Thank you.
Sure.
Greg, before I let you go, what are some of the challenges as you break down Stony Brook that they'll present on both sides of the ball?
You know, they're big and physical and talented, and they've had some. In this league, I mean, if you're off a hair, it seems you lose, and they've had some incredibly tough games and that could either swing either way. They're dangerous. They're just Stony Brook. You know, we know the defense is aggressive. They've got a lot of experience. I just went through their experience starts. There's a ton of kids with a bunch of starts on both sides of the ball, quarterback can run, receivers are fast. They got three big fast receivers and a really strong backfield and an offensive line that likes to mix it up. So it's going to be a challenge and a big fight for us, and we're looking forward to getting there and playing, and hopefully we can play our best football game of the year.
All right, Greg, thanks for the time as always today, and safe travels to Stony Brook.
Thank you.
Thank you.